We have seen at least two people in this church healed of AIDS. Nothing's impossible with God. You know, but if we believed it was impossible, how many knows they wouldn't have got it? And I have to go past what I think and stay what this says. I got to stay here. I can't go off my own feelings will run me astray. They'll run me over here, run me over there. And the devil will say, well, look how green they are. I mean, it's not possible that this person could be healed or lifted up. Yes?
It goes with the first name of Mary. John 1, verse 1, it says, who were born not of flesh, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Yeah. Amen. Right. It's not what man can do. It's what God can do. And he's already done. And so this whole thing is about Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Messiah. I believe he was the one that came down the road with two angels and ate the fatted calf with Abraham. Says no, God hasn't been seen at any time. Well, they could see this guy because he went and he ate butter and steak and man in the fourth man in the fiery furnace.
Yes,
hallelujah. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible Swiss sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the sea with his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us die to make men free while God is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Boy, that just kind of Twitter-paced me. Every time that I hear that song, it's the Spirit of the Lord that's upon us. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, I just thank you for today. I thank you that everyone is here, has been blessed already, and the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. And Lord, I thank you that Nehemiah said, the hand of God is upon me, and I have letters from the king to build Jerusalem. And Lord, we have the hand of God upon us, and we got the Bible. That's the letters from the king, King Jesus, that we can rebuild Jerusalem, that we can bring in the outcasts, and the lame, and the sick, and the maimed, and the blind, and call them into the house, and that they might be revealed to them about the Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Messiah, the salvation of our God that's come upon this earth to call all who will come to the marriage supper and the banquet of the Lamb. And Lord, we just give you praise that we think about Christmas, but we think about this is the time of Jesus. Lord, we just praise you for that. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is a king, born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. Come on, ring those bells, light the Christmas tree. Jesus is a king, is born for you and me. Come on, ring those bells, everybody say, Jesus, we remember it's your birthday. It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, with angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the angels sing. I want to sing one more. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Lord, we bind every spirit that's not of you, and we bind all flesh, that the Spirit of the Lord would be upon everyone here today. The Holy Spirit in fire, the one who comes to comfort, the one who comes to guide us in truth and lead us. And Lord, we just give you praise. Lord, I thank you that we just lift up every member of our family right now. Touch him, Lord. Wash him in the blood. We claim every member of our family today. Lord, we're beginning to reach out and claim neighbors, Lord, that we might witness to them and just tell them about Jesus, the simple story of how he was born and how he came to live within us. And Lord, we just give you thanks and praise. And Lord, that everyone would be covered and protected today as they travel. Lord, that angels, warring angels, be with them. And Lord, that you would clear the roads, there'd be nothing in their way. And I just thank you, Lord, that you have anointed us with fresh oil this day. Because Lord, you showed me that as we come into the throne room, Lord, that the blood allows us to come in. And you show me that there's a washing every time we come in this presence of the blood. Lord, I thank you for that. And also it says in Isaiah that the oil comes so that fire will burn. A candle cannot burn without oil, a lamp. So Lord, this revelation to me is the more anointing we got, the hotter we get. Lord, and Lord, we need more oil so that flame is going to reach higher and higher. And Lord, I speak a word that you're putting in my heart right now, that everyone here today is going to be blessed with more anointing and more fire, that the Spirit of the Lord is here, and the Spirit of the Lord has touched us, and He is God, and all things are possible with Him. So Lord, I just give you thanks and praise for that word today, and for the thought in our hearts about the holy fire, that the oil anoints the flame. And we just give you praise for it. And all got shown said, amen. Amen. I know we're a little early today, but I suppose we all got things to do. And I want to tell you, everybody needs a blessing. I don't want you running out of here unless you get blessed. Yes. Okay. Some cards. This may be a record. We're getting out of here quicker than I ever remembered. But see, it isn't the length. It's what you got. You know, it's the contents. Praise the Lord. Why don't you two come up and I'll give you a blessing. I didn't get to marry us, but I can, you know, give you a little blessing.